The Nikki Byrne Show. With Jenny Green. The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green. Yeah. 2FM.
Usually most people quickly become aware of their own hair loss. They see more hair shedding, or they see more of their scalp, or both. But where do you go for help, or do you just put a hat on and hope that it all goes away? Maybe you should seek out a trichologist. I need to talk more about this area. Is trichologist Ewan Maris. Ewan Maris, you're very welcome to the show.
My pleasure.
So tell us, what is trichology? Give us a little insight.
So trichology is the paramedical science of hair, hair loss, and associated scalp problems. So trichology comes from the word Greek means trichos, so that means hair. So trichology means the science of hair and scalp.
Okay, and how do you go about getting, I suppose, training in an area like this?
Well, since trichology is a relatively new field, there's only a handful of places where you can study trichology. There's one in Sydney, London, and New York. So I've done my studies in New York.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into it. I suppose baldness, or it's not, there's loads of different types of baldness, isn't it? There's hair shedding, yeah. Or there's alopecia, or alopecia, male pattern.
Yeah. So basically, alopecia is the medical term for hair loss.
Okay.
Then there's different types of alopecia. There's male pattern alopecia, female pattern alopecia, both genetic conditions. Then there's telogen effluvium, which is temporary hair shedding. Alopecia areata. I've seen some of your listeners have asked about alopecia areata, which means hair loss in patches, in areas.
And so, what about, Ewan, tell us, because I always associate alopecia with stress, and actually it leads us into a question that came into us earlier, which I think you were referring to there.
Yeah.
Somebody said, I got a case of alopecia 10 years ago from leaving cert stress. Despite trying different things I heard about on it, I've never managed to get it to grow back. Is there anything that you would suggest? It is close to my temple, so very obvious at times. Is stress kind of is it a trigger? Or is it
certainly
not?
Certainly is. Basically, alopecia areata is an autoimmune disorder. So basically, sometimes stress can trigger that underlying cause. Mm. So then people start to see a lot of hair shedding in patches. And it's a very, very hard condition to treat. And most of the times you can try options, different things, and see exactly which one works. But it's a really, really hard one to tackle.
So there's no set cure?
There's no set cure. Unfortunately, there's no set cure for alopecia areata. A very common, sorry to disturb you.
No, go ahead.
A very common medication that is used for alopecia areata is steroid injections. And a lot of the times they do work quite well.
And is there any kind of side effects with something like that, or can there be? Is that, you'd obviously need to research that well, I suppose,
of
if you're going to get it done.
Yeah, it's all done by case by case basis, yeah.
Okay.
Does everybody, men and women, hair naturally become thinner as we age? Is
correct.
That just part of life?
Correct. Yes. Yeah, that's true.
And
that's
so does everybody, let's say, experience that? Can everybody get success by going, oh, you know, I don't like the way my hair is looking at the moment?
Yeah, well, basically success in terms of doing a treatment or procedure is defined by the client's expectations. Mm. So when somebody comes to us at the consultation, we make sure that we fully understand their expectations. If we can achieve their if we think we can achieve their expectations, then we will recommend them something. If we think we can't, we will also tell them. We have to be honest.
Would you often have somebody come into you and you look at them and you assess them and then think, we can't actually help? Like, can everybody be helped, or, you know?
Unfortunately not. I had cases, I had millionaires in front of me, Jenny, that were saying, Ewan, I would like to have a transplant just like such and such. Money's not a problem for me. How we can start this process? But then after looking at their hair, because we also do a microscopic assessment so that we determine their suitability for having a transplant, the person wasn't suitable for that option. So unfortunately, cost is not the main thing when it comes to resolving hair loss issues.
And what are the causes for you maybe not being able to get a hair transplant? You know, are you using follicles that are still there? So if you wait too late, is that where the danger comes
in? No, basically, if somebody still has thinning, you can't do a transplant because you're basically trading the hair from the back with the hairs on the top. So if you place hairs in the section when it's thinning, you're causing trauma. So with the transplant, because you still have hair follicles there, you're causing trauma.
Okay.
Because you're causing trauma, only the hairs that are transplanted will survive on the top, and the ones that are thinning will die off quicker.
Is it painful?
No, it's not. It's done under local anesthetic.
Okay.
It's a very straightforward procedure.
So on that topic, let's say a transplant, would that mean that you did it? Would that mean you'd have to go back and get another one when the other hair falls?
Correct. But the problem is that the back part, so the donor site, it's limited. So there's only so much you can take. You can take up to 30% of the hair at the back, at the occipital part, without causing aesthetic thinning, because otherwise the hair at the back of your head will look thin. So it defeats the purpose of you having a transplant.
Okay. Some celebrities that I know that have had it done, I think, and I know some myself that have had it done that probably aren't public, so I won't mention them. But certainly we all know about Wayne Rooney.
Correct,
He uploaded a picture to Twitter.
Yes.
And then you have Jimmy Nesbitt, Louis Walsh, and Berbatov, the footballer.
Correct.
They all seem like really successful procedures.
You have to bear in mind, Nikki, that there are good few people that do transplants, but they also use concealers. So concealers are the likes of hair fibers that come in different colors, and they just sprinkle on so that it looks that it's fuller.
Okay. So what we're looking at mightn't be a full head of hair.
Correct.
But in a photograph,
surely anybody can use them. Just powders in different colors.
Okay. Correct, yes.
So would you say, let's use the example of a man anyway, in their early 20s. And if you start to feel that your hair is receding, are you better acting early than waiting until it recedes further?
Correct, yes, yeah. Always is better to have a proper consultation because at the consultation, as I said to you earlier on, we do a microscopic assessment. So we look at their hair follicles a little bit closer, like 50 times. So we can see signs of early thinning. Mm. If we think we can do something about it, we will do it there and then, in the sense of providing them with some medication, the likes of DHT inhibitors. So the DHT is the cause of the shrinkage of the follicle. So basically shrinks the blood supply. Because the blood supply is shrinking over a period of time, that means that the follicle becomes finer and finer. There's certain medications that can be used, and there are also certain topical medication that can
what
be used.
What about diet?
Also.
Does that have an effect on our hair?
Oh, for sure.
How long do you have?
Yeah. Well, why is diet important? Hair is regarded as a non-essential tissue. So that means that your body doesn't really need hair in order to survive.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you have a vitamin deficiency, a nutrient deficiency, the first one to be affected would be your hair. Therefore, you have to make sure that you have a varied diet. You eat a lot of proteins, a lot of vegetables. And also, it's important to check for blood tests, because there are certain vitamins that, although let's say you eat a lot of spinach which contains a lot of iron, your body might not assimilate the iron that the spinach contains. So therefore, you need to take some supplements to make up for what you're not getting from your foods.
Okay,
so and a really, really important diet.
What about, is it safe to say that men suffer hair loss more than women, or is it the same?
I would say equally, yeah. Especially in the last 3 years, the proportion of women becomes bigger than men.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do the treatments work differently on males and females?
Correct, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, look, we've loads of questions to get to, and we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back with you in just a second. Let's do it.
Come on. This is 2FM.
2FM. That is at Post Malone with Psycho. It is at 10 minutes to 12 o'clock. Right, we're still here. We're talking about baldness and hair loss and hair shedding with men and women. And Johan Mares is with us from, let me get the name right, the Premier Hair Restoration Clinic in Rathmines, correct? Yes, there you go. Right, loads of questions into us. Mm-hmm. One of them says, I have an issue with my hair as it's very recently and rapidly begun to fall out. It began as a few patches on the back of my head, but I quickly realised that hair on my head was coming out all over. The back of my head is now extremely patchy with many bald spots, while the remainder of my head has visible scalp with bald patches on the side as well. It looks terrible, and for someone with previously quite dark, ample hair, the changes are startling. My facial hair is 50% gone too, replaced with smooth, hairless skin, but unfortunately in patches as well. I have MS, but I've been on the same medication for over 2 years, so I don't know why it would be an issue now. I'm wondering if your guest has any ideas what I should do or try. My doctor and MS nurse have really no answers. I am taking vitamin D2, I think it says, zinc, and I've been started to take folic acid. No, I'm not pregnant. I'm a man. It's quite distressing and unsettling.
Yeah, so the condition that he is describing is alopecia areata, which describes hair loss in certain areas. It's an autoimmune disorder. There are a few things that can trigger that. Medication can also trigger alopecia areata, stress. As I said earlier, it's a condition that is really, really hard to tackle. It's a distressing condition as well, because you're losing a lot of hairs in certain areas, and aesthetically it doesn't look right. So I perfectly understand the frustration there. There are certain things that can be done. Steroid injections would be one. Certain topical solutions like minoxidil can be also tried. Mm-hmm. But obviously the person is on a certain medication, which I know for sure causes hair loss. So in certain cases, I do recommend them to speak with their physician so to see if it's possible to get a lower dosage.
Okay. Right, yeah. So some of that medication that he might be taking for correct. His MS or something like that might be causing this.
Yes, correct. Yes.
There's another question here asking, what about propecia?
Yeah, so propecia is a DHT inhibitor. So DHT is, in simpler words, is a blockage that shrinks the blood flow at the hair follicle level. So a DHT inhibitor would tackle that blockage so that the hair follicle will get enough blood flow again. Now, yeah, propecia is used, but it can also have certain side effects like lack of sexual drive, tiredness. On the market nowadays, there are certain natural DHT inhibitors which they don't give side effects. So we always make sure that our clients are being put on natural DHT inhibitors rather than medications like propecia.
And does propecia work?
Propecia works, yeah.
What is it? Does it regrow your hair? Does it just stop it from falling?
Mainly to stop the hair shedding, yes.
Okay. And what about shampoos and conditioners? You always see, like, you know, thinning hair and, you know, that type of stuff. Is that?
It's mainly cosmetic. So there's no miracle shampoo nowadays that can solve an underlying condition. Some thickening shampoos contain certain ingredients that would trap moisture into the hair shaft, and that gives the impression of having a fuller head of hair. Unfortunately, that's only a temporary solution. Once you stop using that product, you'll still have the same issue.
Another texter says, I'm 28 years of age, and the top of my head has thinning hair. My hair is blonde, so it looks like I'm going bald. Any advice? What can I do about it? Because I was thinking of getting a transplant.
Yeah, so a consultation is the first step, because there can be many things that can trigger hair loss, and also there are many things that can aggravate a hair loss condition. So especially with younger people, I would be a bit reluctant in terms of transplant, because as I said to you earlier on, hair thinning would be a constant issue. So if you're having a transplant, for example, at your hairline, but then you have a thinning further back, you need another transplant and then possibly another transplant.
So is it better to do a transplant later in life then?
Correct, yeah. It's better to look at different options firstly. But okay. As I said, even if somebody is 22 years old, they can still have a transplant, but we need to make sure that they are suitable for having a transplant.
Okay.
So we need to make sure that they have enough hair at the back to accommodate further transplants.
So you kind of look like down the road, will they Correct. Need it again? Will
Correct.
They need it again?
Always, yes.
What that guy there sounds at 28 years of age, sounds like the stuff you were talking about, the fibers or whatever you were calling
it. Yeah, hair fibers, yes.
Yeah, he sounds like a candidate. That might work for him.
Correct, yeah, that can be used. But again, that's only a cosmetic product. So by using hair fibers daily, you're basically fooling yourself, and then because you have more thinning, you use more fibers, and then you will be at a stage where no matter how much fibers you use, it won't cover. And then it's a very, very awkward position because people know you of having a nice head of hair, but you
so
in fact
overnight you're it'll go from that
correct,
to nothing.
Correct.
As
yes.
a very final question, yeah. we're just about out of time.
Yes,
could you ask your specialist if hair will regrow on scalp damage by use of hydrocortisone cream? I used the cream on my forehead 2 years ago. My hairline has been distorted since.
It really depends why she used the hydrocortisone cream. A lot of ladies over 40 years of age would present certain hair loss condition called scarring alopecia.
Okay.
And that's mainly at the hairline. So I'm not so sure if she refers to that. Scarring alopecia is a permanent hair loss. Yes, there are certain things that she can do to prevent further scarring. But again, that's done on individual basis, so I don't know her full history.
Exactly,
it's really
hard
to give advices like that. Yes.
Okay, well, we've run out of time, so I presume if people would like to get a consultation, how do they contact you?
PremierHairClinic.ie, and we are based in Rodmines, Dublin 6.
Troy Collins, you and Marius, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
2FM.
Come on, this is.